Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you today to talk a little about a pretty basic formula for success. It's funny, I recently shared a bit of the story of the musician Ed Sheeran in a column I wrote, and I have to admit, I was blown away by how many folks reacted to it. I suppose most of us have a special spot in our hearts for underdogs. Plus, I suggest that Sheeran's story really is inspirational as well as instructional. His story came to mind while I was driving through Houston recently. A banner caught my eye. It promoted an upcoming concert by Ed Sheeran. The thought of that rather small guy with the rather small guitar standing alone on a stage, which is how he performs, just him and his guitar and foot pedals, one little dude in front of a stadium of fans made me smile. As I said, Sheeran's story is equal parts inspirational and instructional. Ed was an easy target for bullies as a kid. He was undersized and wore large eyeglasses. Plus, he had a prevalent stutter and a bit of a hearing problem as he was born with only one eardrum. Try to wrap your head around that. The most successful pop musician in the world today only has one eardrum. If someone had tried to sell the story of that kid becoming an international music star, I'm serious, even the Hallmark Channel would have said, yeah, we're not buying it. As he grew a little older, he overcame his stutter by memorizing and repeating lyrics from an Eminem album his father gave him. Seriously, Eminem lyrics. Sheeran gravitated to music, saying it was where he felt most in control. He left home after high school to begin playing multiple shows each night, almost always for little or no money. The workload he took on was brutal. When he didn't have money for a room or a friend's couch he could sleep on, he slept on park benches. He eventually decided that if he was going to have any real chance at making it big, he needed to get to America. The journey that brought him, yes, broke, to America, got him discovered by Jamie Foxx, and sleeping on Foxx's couch, actually, eventually touring with Taylor Swift, singing duets with Beyoncé, and now headlining arena shows worldwide is almost beyond belief. But the thing that most interested me in his story is that, in interviews, Sheeran has consistently shared that he feels the idea that anyone succeeds from natural talent alone is ridiculous. He readily jokes about how bad he was when he first began performing. But it was hard work, and simply not quitting when most others would have, that eventually developed him into the songwriter and performer he is today. And through it all, his father's advice has steered him. Knowing his son wasn't going to have anything come easily to him, he told Ed that he had to work harder than anyone in the music industry that he truly admired. He also advised him to be especially nice to everyone he worked with and anyone who would actually pay to hear his music. Even though he is now a superstar, Sheeran remains humble and is incredibly popular among other musicians. That is no accident. When he was first taking off as a musician, Sheeran asked his record company to share with him the work diary they had compiled of their current top-selling artist. He got that act's work schedule and then doubled the number of appearances and tour dates that top artist had fulfilled. The next year, Sheeran surpassed that previous top artist's sales. Now, in a business like music, being considered a better performer is, well, subjective. However, the amount of shows, interviews, personal appearances, and studio time a person puts in other words, the work a person puts in, is objective. Sheeran objectively outworks his peers. So how does that relate to us? Well, let's not kid ourselves. The world is full of talented people. But talent and even intelligence is not always enough to guarantee success. The road to success is seldom straight, and frequently it's unpaved. And yes, Sheeran's story is rather unique. The core lesson of it, however, is something everyone from musicians to bankers can benefit from. Work hard, don't quit, be nice. That's not a bad note to have in our heads as we take on the challenges and opportunities ahead of us this year. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Work hard, don't quit, be nice. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.